Well, good morning. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Baseball 2021. How are you?
Marty, I'm doing great. It's good to be with you. I hope you're doing well as well.
Oh, yeah. We're doing well. And by the way, before we get into our discussion, I want to mention River Islands. Well, there's a lot going on at River Islands. There's some new things going on. A new 15-acre park is starting construction. 15 acres is a big park. Charter school,
yes.
Grades K through 8 is under construction. 14 new communities. Have you been up there recently?
Yeah, actually, I went this winter with Don Johns. I was poking around at the baseball field and went up to say hello to a few people and check things out. And it was great to go because you just mentioned it. You know, they're selling homes like crazy. Everything's on track. The town is expanding. The building is expanding. And, you know, another school, charter school, is under construction. So things are moving along. And, you know, they still have plenty of places available, you know, different bedroom sizes, et cetera. So there's a lot to offer, and they're doing well. So it was nice to go up and say hello to some people.
Oh, absolutely. Brittany Heiss and, of course, Colleen Edwards and Susan Deloso and people like that. It's always great to be up there. Well, let's talk about other things. And one, you had a big birthday this past week, and I know it's traditional, it's annual, at the ballpark. The young coaches make a big deal about it.
Yeah, well, I also had a friend of mine from Hawaii who flew over, and I come to find out he spearheaded this thing, and he's the one who got a cake, and he got a hold of the Giants and eventually went to Kai since he's the Hawaii contact.
Okay.
And Kai was kind enough with a few other Giant employees to be able to make this happen, and we actually went outside and you know, outside our meeting in the morning, and they had a cake, and they sang happy birthday to me, and, you know, I gave my 30-second speech, and it was real nice. You know, all the coaches, we had Brian Bannister had a 40th birthday last week, and we presented him with a bottle of wine as well, and he said a couple things. So they're real good on not missing a birthday, unlike me when I was younger, right? You forget a birthday here and there. This group has been fantastic, and it was very touching.
Very good. Well, 60, how does that feel? I say it's a good number. It's like hitting 300.
Yeah, you know, that's what everybody says. It's a good number. You know, it's a milestone number, but quite frankly, it kind of feels like 59 right now. We'll see what happens when we're in August and I'm running out to third base, if it slows me down at all. But it was nice to have Lori was here. She came down for my birthday. So, you know, it's a big birthday. She always comes down for that. Mike Fleur from Hawaii. And I got all the text messages. You know, that's what was really nice. Again, probably because of the Giants, you know, with social media today, that's the thing you don't realize, all the social media that everybody knows now when it's your birthday, and you've got a lot of well-wishers and people reaching out to you, and it really is touching to have people wish you a happy birthday. So I knew it was a big one because I heard from so many people.
Oh, very good. Well, many, many more. 60 for you. Now, and you know, I'm looking at some of these things. Your 24th year on the Major League coaching staff. Well, I've been doing shows for 24 years. It seems like forever. But how about that? And you've just about doubled any other coach in Giants history, New York or San Francisco. Well, 24 years coaching. How about that?
Well, yeah, I've been extremely fortunate. You know, I've had obviously a lot of people to thank for that, you know, starting way back when I signed over here with Carlos Alfonso, who brought me to the organization, you know, the Jack Hyatts managing in the minor leagues, obviously Brian Sabian and Bobby Evans, and of course all the managers I worked for, that they never whacked me and said, get this guy out of here. So, you know, and continuing now with Cap, with the open mind to have me on the staff, and Farhan and you know, bringing me back. So, I'm very fortunate, you know, and I hope the coaches that are here today could have a long career as well. And I guess I'm one of the blessed ones.
Well, 24 years on a major league coaching staff. Amazing. And your 34th year in the Giants organization. So congratulations on that. I'm glad that we could mention that. Kai Correa mentioned something in his congratulations to you. He called you his mentor. How about that?
Yeah, very nice of him. You know, he's a go-getter. He's a lot like I was when I was his age. I see a lot of similarities. You know, he's definitely, you know, on board with everything. He's very ambitious. You know, I think you've heard his story. He's worked extremely hard to be a great infield coach and a baseball coach in this game. And he continues to work hard to cover all bases. And, you know, he coordinates this spring training. And really, you know, I'm just advising at this point because he has a good feel what he wants to do, and I'm just trying to help him out where I can.
Well, what about spring training this year, 2021? Of course, we had abbreviated spring training last March that ended quickly, but then coming back in June for 2.0 and now this one, what is this like going through this spring training?
Yeah, you know what, Marty? It actually feels a little bit more normal than last year, dealing with the COVID and the restrictions. I think all of us now we just come to know that we're going to have to spit test every second day. We're going to have to check in, and I also think even though the protocols in place, we have players that are vaccinated. I think people are more comfortable knowing what they can do and what they can't do. And I feel like even though we're still with the protocols, the workouts are feeling, you know, a little more normal. You know, just when you have your groups of players on the field, we're able to accomplish things. You know, when we first started, everybody's standing 6 feet apart. We're doing more on Zoom, et cetera, et cetera. We're still watching what we do. But it feels a lot easier to deal with at this point in time. And quite frankly, what doesn't feel the same are the games. Here we are. It feels like, you know, 1992 Instructional League for me when we're playing 5 innings in a spring training game. And when a pitcher reaches over 20 pitches, bases could be loaded. And you can say, shut his water off, roll him, and you pull your team off the field. And that's how you win some spring training games or instructional league games. So that feels a little bit different. And, of course, we got fans back at the ballpark, and that feels fantastic. It's not full up, but just to see people in the stands, it makes it feel like a real baseball game again.
Well, can you throw them a foul ball, or do you have to eat it again?
Yeah, no, you know, I probably broke the rules by throwing a couple balls to people. I joke with them when I give it to them. I say, you better sanitize that thing when I give it to them just to cover bases. And I asked a few people, have you been vaccinated? And they say, yes. I said, okay, you can have a ball. So I'm trying to have fun with it. And it's just so nice to see fans, and I appreciate them coming out. And I'm sure they're excited to see baseball.
Well, they are, and it's good for the players, too, and everyone. We try to get as normal as we can. The baseballs are different. The ball was flying last year, and, of course, in San Francisco especially. I don't know if it was the baseballs or the different configuration, but have you noticed anything? Baseball says they've sort of deadened the ball a little bit. Have you noticed anything?
Yeah, I felt the balls. I haven't felt them side by side yet. But and the feeling that I have are the seams. You can feel the seams. The balls don't seem like they're as strung as tight together as they were in the past, which I guess could make them harder. The seams feel a little bit bigger where you could probably, you know, throw breaking balls better, get a little bit better grip. But I still haven't had the ball side by side. And, of course, I can't tell by the way the ball's traveling, because the ball here in Arizona always travels. So I need to get my hand on a ball side by side to really feel a difference. But that's what I'm hearing from the players as well, and a lot of pitchers. That's the one thing that they've noticed are the seams feel a little bit different.
Well, on Thursday, the Giants beat the White Sox for the first win of the spring. Not that wins and losses matter at all. But I think you were getting a little lonely at third base. Now, I know pitchers are way ahead of hitters this time of year, but it took home runs by Ruffin McCarthy to get you some action today.
Yeah, and you're right, Marty. And you know what happened on Thursday? You know, I was shut out for four innings, and, you know, I talked to Cap. I'm sure you've seen Alyssa Nacken catching some for coaching some first base. Brundy has been out there. And, you know, Mark Halberg, if I get sick or I'm down for any reason, he's going to coach third. So I told Cap, you know, I'd like to get him some experience out there. And he says, yeah, go for it. So the minute he went out there, we scored some runs. So in the two innings, he got the three runs. So maybe you won't see me out there for a few days because I got Wally Pipp today. And, you know, that's the way we look at it, how superstitious we are. But all in all, Marty, I've had a good run. So if he's back out there, you know, more power to him. I hope he gets a feel for it. And heaven forbid that, you know, I can't answer the bell for 162 this year. But I feel it's important that he gets some looks over there.
All right, that's what spring training's all about. You tweeted something out this week when spring training started. You a shout out thanking Joey Amalfitano, longtime New York Giant. Well, he was a bonus baby. I even remember 1954 with the great Paul Giel, the two of them. But Joey, the pro, they call him, he was instrumental in helping you, and I know he's retired this year. Let's talk about Joey Amalfitano.
Yeah, Marty, you know, it's, you know, the older to get, the longer you're in this game, you see people that have mentored you and people that have brought so much to the game retire or move along or not be asked to coach again. And I just think that, you know, the older you get, you appreciate all the people that have helped you, and you're more sensitive to not having these people around. There's no question, you know, with the analytics, and a lot of the coaches today come from a different background, and it's a big changing of the guard. So, you know, Joey helped me, he helped so many other third base coaches, you know, Flan, Ron Renicki, Dino Ebel, Glenn Hoffman, who's still doing it in San Diego, but not just at third base, just as a baseball person, the whole game. Of course, he's managed, he's a great infield coach, he's done it all. And, you know, you learn so much from those people with their experience and the things that they pass along. You miss them. And I wanted to mention it again because it was the first game. And that's how I feel about Joey. And I'm going to miss him. I hope we'll see him this spring because he's up there in Sedona. So I hope he gets a chance to come down and say hello.
Absolutely. I love talking to him. Hey, in that White Sox game, good pitching once again for the Giants just about throughout the whole game. But listening to Joe Rizzo, Basabe made a heck of a catch to save the game.
Yeah, he did. You know how hard it can be here in Arizona when someone strikes the ball hard and it's right at you. That's the toughest play for a left fielder or any fielder, that line drive that's right at you. You know, you don't know if it's going to take off or it's going to keep going. And he got on his horse and went back and stuck the glove up at the last moment, and it stuck. And, you know, I thought the ball was going to get over his head. And, of course, they would have scored a couple runs. So it really was a game-saving catch.
Well, Yamaguchi was happy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, he greeted him when he came off the field. So good for Mr. Yamaguchi, the new one of the new pitchers for the Giants. Well, there's so many new players. It's always fun to get your scouting report a little bit on some that you've worked with. And let's start with Jason Vossler. He's at third base. We haven't seen Evan Longoria yet. But what about Jason Vossler? What do you see with him?
Yeah, you know what, this kid's really swung the bat well in a short period of time here, you know, early in the spring, as you said earlier, and you know the pitchers are always ahead of the hitters, but he can whistle the pole, and he's been playing third base, and I've actually had the opportunity to hit him a lot of ground balls. He's on my field a lot, and I'm working with him. He can play first base. And he's done a nice job so far. You know, he's not a runner. He's more of a bat, has a little juice in that bat, hits left-handed. And we'll see. It'd be a stretch to move him to the middle of the diamond, but the way the game's played today, if you need a bat in the lineup, you know, it's always a possibility that if he's swinging the way he is and you know, and don't have a spot for him at third or first, you know, he could get a rep or two in the outfield. So far, he's opening some people's eyes with the way he can swing the bat, and that's why they brought him in.
All right, third base coach Ron Wotus with us. Marco Luciano, Wo, I watch his swing, and you look at the size of the kid and everything, and you work with him, shortstop, and very exciting player, 19 years old.
Yeah, well, you know, when you look at him, you know, right away, he has the body. You know, you look at Derek Jeter when you see him in person, and even more so A-Rod, you know, when they used to walk by in that Yankee uniform, you knew they were a major league ball player because of the size and the strength. And this kid at 19 has that frame. You know, he has that power at the plate. He gives you a pretty good at-bat for 19. I think right now that's his strength, is the way he looks at the plate, and a lot of people project him to be a very good hitter. We'll see what happens at shortstop as time goes along. I think he has an opportunity to play there, but I think, you know, trying to develop him, you don't want to move him off of there now. You don't know how big and strong he's going to get. See if he can play the position. If he can, he could end up at third base. He could probably end up moving to the outfield. But shortstop being such a premium position, we want to give him every opportunity he can. And, you know, he's got some work to do. He's only 19, and he's here in Major League camp. You know, and people can see the ability that he has. So it'll be up to him to work hard, make adjustments, keep his eyes and ears open, and get better. And if he does do that, the projections are really, really, really good on this guy.
Is he a good coachable kid?
Well, you know, there's a little bit of a language barrier but for a kid that comes from the Dominican, you know, he picks things up, and, you know, we have Nick Ortiz and we have plenty of Latin infielders that talk to him. And right now he seems to understand everything. You know, Dubon comes out early with him every day, and Kai's had him and Dubon working together. So it's easy to translate things. So he's working at it. He's working at it. And, you know, it's harder for me to get to know, you know, the nuances of these guys at their position until you see them play, because of the communication barrier. You know, you can't get into these detailed conversations. And I think that's why you need the Latin coaches. You need Latins to communicate with them and really get to the fine points of what you're talking about sometimes, understand the individual. But so far what I see has been really good, and everybody is high on him.
Good, exciting. Let me give you one more. Lamont Wade Jr. came over from the Twins, left-handed hitter. Looks like an athlete. Saw a little bit of him on the Dodger game on TV. He looks like the kind of kid who can play.
Yeah, Marty, you're right. I think that's what stands out. He's athletic. You know, he doesn't necessarily profile as a burner in center. But in today's game, you know, you don't look for the Devon Whites as much, and these guys that can, you know, run. If he can swing the bat, give you a good at bat, he can play center. Probably more suited for the corner. He's going to get a look in all three and see what he can do. He's actually played some first base in the past, and they tell me he's pretty good over there. We're going to give him some ground balls. You could see him show up at first base. But really what we're looking for is a left-handed bat that can swing it in the outfield. You know, that's what you want out of an outfielder. You just don't want a defender unless you're just going all speed in the center. So he's got a shot to make this club. You know, I mean, right now he's, you know, he's right there with Vossler, with two guys that I see that are showing well and really have a chance to impact this club. You know, it all depends on who can stay healthy, right? I mean, mm-hmm. We have some guys battling injuries. You know, Belt's been sick. He hasn't gotten on there. So, you know, we'll probably need all these guys before the season's over. We're not playing 60. We're playing 162. So I'm sure these are going to be names of guys. If they're not with the club to start, they're definitely going to help us somewhere along the line.
Well, we're only a week into spring training, really, in the game. So we've got the 28th before you guys get into a season. So we got a long way to go. Hey, Woe, it's great to have you on, as always. I'm so happy to have you. We can talk about so many different things, but I know you've got work to do. And Giants today against Kansas City, so you got that coming up. And I just wish you a happy birthday and be well. And I'm looking forward to having you on the show all the time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it as well, Marty. It's great being back with you, and enjoy the rest of your show here, and look forward to talking with you next Sunday.
All right. That is Ron Wotus, our third base coach of the San Francisco Giants. More coming up. KMBR 104.5, 680, the sports leader.